Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but for 40 years, never duplicated. That's right. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Let me introduce myself to you. I am your toast. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning boxing writer, but the bottom line is I really don't take a lot of smack. Some people call me boxing's OG. Wow. That's a bit of a compliment and, of course, a bit of an indication of my time in the game. But the bottom line is we're here to have a good time. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and, of course, WBC-TV, a.k.a. VEV-TV, coming to us out of Dallas, Texas via Mexico City. Bottom line is the WBC heavyweight champion is on notice. Of course, he looked terrible against Francis Ngannou the last time. We talk about Tyson Fury. Next week, he'll be taking on Oleg Usyk. Usyk is basically the guy that's undefeated with all the belts. Outside of having a bunch of belts, I don't know. I don't think he presents that much of a challenge to Tyson Fury. But then again, Tyson Fury may have slipped. We saw him lose to Ngannou, who was basically a boxing novice. He lost that night. I don't care what anybody says. The three judges, say what you want. The boxing fans at BoxRec.com around the world, and that's a lot of fans, okay? They had Francis Ngannou winning like by 2 points. So the bottom line is Ngannou got job there. And of course, now we've got Anthony Joshua back in the mix because he erased Francis Ngannou in like the a blink of an eye. So what am I trying to tell you? The heavyweight division is like up for grabs. Who's going to grab it? Will it be Oleg Usyk? Will it be Tyson Fury in a week from now? We'll find out. After the break, we'll bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, and talk about my good friend, Mr. T, Lawrence Tarot.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 41-25.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
The theme music for my guest on Saturday, of course, I'm talking about boxing's PhD, call him a co-host, the great Socrates Palmer. How are you today, young man?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
Yeah, you know, Tommy D sent me some other theme music for you, but I couldn't play it.
Really? What did that...
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And bottom line is we are 1 week removed, of course, from Canelo and Jaime Munguia. It was a 12-round effort by Mr. Canelo Alvarez. I think he carried Munguia for the most part because Munguia was a respectful Mexican. Can you see my point on that?
100%. I don't think there was any animosity going into this fight. It was actually said that they actually were very... were not friends, but, you know, there's that mutual respect. And Munguia looked up to Canelo, and I think I'm on board with you. I think if Canelo wanted to damage Munguia, he could have done it. I thought he let him off the hook. And, you know, Munguia gave a really good effort. You know, at the end of the day, that's what fight fans really want. You want to see someone that's trying to win, unlike Canelo's last fight when he fought Jermell Charlo.
Or the fight before that when he fought John Ryder?
Well, the Ryder fight, I think Canelo took Ryder lightly. And I think also that maybe the distractions of being at home, I think a lot of obligations. And credit to Ryder. Ryder's a tough man. You know, I mean, he could have folded it. You know, he could have, you know, the check cleared. You know, once his butt hit the canvas, he could have gone home. But, you know, he was in Canelo's face. He swelled up Canelo, and you know you got to give credit to the other guy too.
Okay, but let's be honest though, Munguia was a guy that probably. I don't want to knock Munguia. He's undefeated, but the guys that he fought were not the greatest fighters in the entire world. We'll just leave it at that. Now, David Benavidez, Terrence Crawford, or Eric Morrell, and maybe Edgar Berlanga are talking about the next upcoming of future opponents for Canelo Alvarez in September. If I'm the number one contender for 3 years, and you're denying me a chance to fight for this title after 3 years, I'm suing you. I'm taking you to court. And I hate to put it to you like this, but the last time the WBC got in some crap like this was Graciano Roccagini. They took away his title, they took away his belt, and gave it to Roy Jones. Now, Jose Suleiman and I had a long discussions over this back and forth. I said, this is the wrong thing to do, man. He said, Pedro, blah, 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 blah. In other words, you know, he soft-pedaled it. But the bottom line is, it cost the WBC $30 million. $30 million, okay? And I think that they're cooking themselves up for another lawsuit here by denying a guy, the number one contender, the former champion, a title shot in 3 years?
Hey, and they are the ones that can actually do something about it. Not necessarily force the fight, but strip Canelo of the belt. I mean, that's the right thing to do if he's not going to fulfill his obligations against the number one contender. And I do believe that they are barking up the wrong tree. You know, and history does tend to repeat itself. They're keeping Benavidez busy. I don't think they want to necessarily do it. I think, you know, they want the Benavidez-Canelo fight, or at least, you know, camp, the Benavidez camp. But the WBC has to hold Canelo's feet to the fire.
But they released a statement. Mauricio Suleiman, the president, released a statement in January saying that he was a mandatory contender, the number one guy, blah, blah, blah. And then he said he was going to mandated to fight him in 2024. So they were giving him a pass on the May fight, but they were sort of mandating it for September. And then they just like forgot about it. And now in September, we could be fighting Terrence Crawford, a welterweight.
Well, I don't think the Crawford fight's going to happen just yet because I think the time in between, because Crawford is already signed to, you know, to fight in L.A. In late July, and I think he's going to need more than just a month to recover from that. So there is a possibility that the Benavidez fight could happen in May, because Benavidez is tied up also.
In May of what, 2024? May of 2025?
I think so. I think it's going to be tied up until then.
You know what? Here's what's up. If David Benavidez is that professionally inept that he will allow himself to get used and abused by Canelo Alvarez to this extent, I would be suing Canelo Alvarez. I would not only would I be suing him, I would get myself a big old bus that says El Pollo Canela. And drive all around Mexico with this bus. Now, the guys would be probably throwing eggs at me and that kind of stuff, but that's okay. I got a big bus. But I would drive this bus around, and I would dog Canelo to the end of this. That's what Muhammad Ali did with Sonny Liston. Sonny Liston didn't take Cassius Clay seriously.
That would be excellent TV. And it's that type of propaganda, that type of promotion, that type of energy is... would go crazy now that we have social media. I mean, you talk about real time, live. I mean, people in Timbuktu would see David Benavidez punking Canelo up and down Guadalajara with the big old bus. Look, Benavidez is managed or promoted by one of the smartest guys in boxing, Samson Lukowicz. They need to get that done. They need to find a way. And Benavidez has said that he's willing to take the short end money.
He's willing to take the short end. He's willing to come in light. He's willing not to like rehydrate to us. I mean, he's basically willing to do everything but blow Canelo to get this fight.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, after the fight last week, Canelo was kind of calling Benavidez in the ring. You know, similar to Duran and Benitez after the first Leonard fight. You know, he's telling him to come in the ring. So look, Canelo knows he's the pretty girl in the dance. However, they're starting to play the last dance, right? You know, the DJ's getting ready to wrap it up. Canelo's career is on the back nine, I believe.
The back three.
But, look, I do believe that the longer it waits, the worse it is for Canelo. I think if they fought tonight, I would still pick Canelo to beat Benavidez.
But
has something on the fastball.
So here, let me show you the flip side of that. They make them. They say to him, "Listen, man, Canelo's dicking you around right now, so we're going to put you in a WBC 175-pound interim title fight. We'll put you in this interim title fight to keep you busy, this and that, okay?" So they put him in for this interim title fight, and somehow he gets damaged or he loses against a guy that he's not supposed to be fighting to, and all of a sudden, Canelo's no more.
I mean, it could happen.
No. But I'm trying to tell you that if that happens, boom, the super fight, the mega fight, even that clown over there in Saudi Arabia is calling for this fight.
Well, Gavadzic hasn't fought since he got, you know, since he was beaten to submission by Berbia, right?
Since he quit?
So, Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's the last time that I remember seeing him in the ring. So, you know, why this is a title fight, you know, the smarter people than me that can answer that, I have no idea. That is a possibility. I think also part of the strategy, kind of like Roy Jones and Tony Tarver, you have Roy come back down in weight. Maybe that does something to Benavidez's body. Because Canelo's looking for every advantage he can get.
Well, you know, that whole thing with Roy Jones, Roy was taking, in my opinion, Roy was taking Flintstone vitamins. And that's how he got up in weight and got so big and bulky and this and that, okay? And when he had to come, when he took off the Flintstone vitamins, the bulk, and he went back down in weight, his chin stuck out. I told you the story about Roy Jones getting knocked out in the gym, right? Two times. I can confirm one time, but it was said two times. Sugar Ray Leonard was going to sign him in 1988, coming out of the Olympics. Actually, he was going to sign him at the Olympic trials in Concord, California. Ray got a suitcase with $100,000 in it. I know because I saw the suitcase. Yikes! 100 grand, you know. So anyway, I said, Roy, what's going on? He goes, I'm assigned Roy Jones, blah, blah, blah. So this was on a, we'll say it's on a Tuesday, all right? And by Thursday, Ray backed out. And I said, Ray, wait, what's up? Oh, I ain't signing no more. I said, what's going on? He goes, no, man, he's been knocked out in the gym cold with the big gloves. And I said, how do you know? He goes, I got the word from a guy. He goes, it's supposedly on videotape somewhere. I said, really, really? Yeah, his feet were twitching. I said, really? He goes, and then I heard he got knocked out again in the gym with the big gloves on. So I think he's got a glass jaw, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying to myself, oh, maybe okay. But obviously with Roy's reflexes, he was able to avoid getting drilled for a long time because of his quick reflexes. But once he lost that step and he came back down from heavyweight, no more Flintstone vitamins, had to be the natural guy. Against the bigger guy, he got drilled.
Exactly. I mean, that fundamentally, that what Roy was always used to get away with doing stuff that was unconventional because he was a tremendous athlete. And once he lost that step, like you said, he was getting knocked out by guys that really wouldn't touch him in his prime.
People get upset. They think I'm dogging David Tua when I call him the slowing Samoan, because originally he was the throwing Samoan, okay? Then he gained 10 pounds, and his little short ass couldn't cut the distance between him and the big guys. You know where I'm coming from? It was at 10 pounds. He couldn't cut the distance. I mean, I saw him against Lennox Lewis. I expect him to put up a formidable effort against Lennox Lewis. He was like a Samoan pussycat.
That was one of the worst performances. I was really, wow, yeah. I mean, Tua burst on the scene when he knocked out Ruiz, you know, on HBO, an amazing knockout, one of the great knockouts of the last 50 years, probably. But, yeah.
Here's what's up. David Tua's greatest effort was losing to Ike Ibeabuchi. I televised the fight on my own. Dan Duva, may he rest in peace. Of course, the great promoter, the son of Lou Duva. He gave me this assignment. He says, listen, I've got this heavyweight title fight, NABF title fight, coming up in Sacramento, California. David Tua and Ike Ibeabuchi, I want you to do it because HBO's going to do the other feed. I said, cool. So I got to sit down. I got to do it myself. They threw like 1,200 punches. I'm like, broke a record in 12 rounds. This was amazing. I said to myself, wow, I'm watching the future of the heavyweight division here, thinking it was Ike Ibeabuchi after beating David Tua, right? Then I interviewed Ibeabuchi post-fight, and I realized this guy's a nutcase. He ain't lasting long.
He didn't last much longer, right?
He got on a plane in Dallas, Texas, got in all kinds of trouble, got thrown off the plane, ended up taking another plane to Vegas, then he ended up raping a hooker. How do you rape a hooker? Only I could be a booch, you big dummy. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When a fight is coming up, you, it appears to me, deliberately build up a lot of pressure to intimidate your opponent.
And intimidate the people. See, in America, the black people are always taught to be humble. You know, yes, boss. I'm sorry. Hey, Barbara. Yes, boss. Yes, boss. And never has a slave got up and said, I am the greatest. I'm beautiful. I'm pretty. I cannot lose.
He said, that talks too much.
And they pay money to see me beat. And I go to the bank laughing. $100,000, $200,000. I am the greatest. That talks, he's cocky.
You know what? We had to censor that. We had to censor the N-word out of that twice. And I was against it. And, of course, up until a couple of years ago, we were able to do that. But evidently, the network president said, don't do it! Don't play that! And then Daniel's freaking out in the other room. I can't play that piece! Listen, I'm 23% black. I'm not trying to say that I throw the N-word around all the time. I hardly use it if I use it at all. But the bottom line is, Muhammad Ali says it. You got to go with it. How do you feel about that, Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD?
Well, growing up in New York City, it's part of our vernacular, to be honest with you, but we spell it different. So, I mean, I guess it depends on the generation you're from. You know, we don't necessarily we add a vowel to the last letter, you know, okay. So, and it's acceptable. It's almost a greeting. I'm Dominican, so I think I kind of get a pass from using it.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to switch gears. Let's talk about Jaron Boots Ennis. I think he's the welterweight per se that's probably the best right now at 147 pounds. But people say there's Terrence Crawford. Crawford's fought four times in 4 years. I think I heard that last night when you were on Tommy D's show. Of course, Tommy D's show is on many platforms, including YouTube. But the bottom line is, nobody really wants to fight him. He's going to fight this guy, Cody Crowley. Can Cody Crowley lick a stamp?
I think Cody Crowley is a decent fighter. I mean, he's been on that PBC platform. He's fought PBC fighters, you know, so it's going to be obviously a huge step. Jared Ennis is a good fighter. You know, he is avoided. He's a guy that right now is probably the best 147. And it's out of, because there's no one else there, right? All the other great, well, really good 147s have all moved up. I don't think
I can't make 47 anymore.
Right, 47. Crawford won't be there. Virgil Ortiz. you know, those are the guys, you know, Keith Thurman and on and on. So no one else really there. So kind of like, you know, he's just by default, but he's still unproven.
He was number. Wasn't he the number one contender to Terrence Crawford? And Crawford just says, like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I mean, the risk reward thing. I mean,
No. That's the punk ass stuff. That's punk stuff. It is. When you're ranked number one, I'm going to say it again. This guy, David Benavidez, was ranked number one, the interim champion, the former champion. I mean, good Lord, the former champion lost the title on a scale. The interim champion now, and was, and moving up to 175. He's been the number one contender for 3 years, and he's getting denied. I think it's time that boxing, especially the World Boxing Council and these sanctioning bodies, stand up to their own rules. I mean, if Canelo has to defend against a number one contender once a year, why hasn't he fought since that number one contender, since he fought that Iranian guy back in 2021, and he had lost his prior fight?
Yeah, look, I agree. You're singing to the choir, brother. The sanctioning bodies have to uphold their own, you know, they have bylaws for a reason, right? They have rules. And if the guy doesn't meet those standards, he doesn't, you know, respect the bylaws, strip him. Now, granted, is Canelo bigger than the belt? Absolutely. Canelo is on that short list of
the belt made him, man. The green belt made him. I think that made him.
Well, I mean, it's also, the WBC has always kind of been partial to the Mexican fighter, right? You know, it helps business.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's a little bit of both. Canelo is a celebrity, right? He's crossed over. You know, he's boys with Steph Curry. You know, he's doing.
You know what? If he's supposed to be such a great fighter, this and that. Chavez was cranky towards the end, and some guys he really didn't want to fight, but he ended up fighting them anyway. Listen, he didn't want any part of Frankie Randall. He didn't want to fight Frankie Randall. Chavez didn't want to fight Frankie. You can see why when their styles clashed the way they did. Okay, but you know, I don't think Chavez ran from anybody. I think of Salvador Sanchez, may he rest in peace, the great Mexican champion, of course, the great featherweight champion to beat Wilfredo Gomez, probably the fight of the year in 1981, of course, smoking Gomez in 9 or 10 rounds after knocking him down in the first round. Anyway, the late Salvador Sanchez, he must be rolling over in his grave. Well, I mean, with Canelo's excuses, oh, you know, he's too heavy. What does he bring? He's not responsible. He's not respectful. Who gives a spit if he's respectful, man? You're not God. You're not the Pope. You're just some punk that happens to be the world boxing champion and the WBC 168-pound guy. That's all. I mean, you're not God. He considered himself God, and you guys are, not you guys, but the media's putting him up on such a pedestal they can do whatever he wants, and I don't think it's cool.
I think the media is starting to tire of him, and the fans are as well. You know,
300,000. I heard they did less than about 400,000 pay per view homes for the Canelo Canelo Mugia.
Not shocked at all. I know that it was streamed for free in Mexico.
Yeah. Well, how many pay per views did Ryan do? 900 grand.
I heard it was 520 in that neighborhood. Haney and Ryan. And Ryan Garcia has been a part of the last two big mega pay per view buys.
Okay, how many buys there for Haney? Say 500,000. All right, how many Haney fans bought that fight? How many Haney fans are there besides the three black guys on the internet? I think we just lost them. Yeah, we're having just a wonderful day here in the studios. We'll be for a second. We'll reconnect with Socrates Palmer. But the bottom line is, this is the way things are going here as far as these sports byline studios are concerned today. Every computer that's gone wrong, that can go wrong, went wrong. And Daniel's pointing at me like it's my fault. Well, it's not my fault. Bottom line is, he's laughing. He's laughing in the other room. Sock, you back?
I'm back.
Listen, man, I hate to tell you this. I'm going to tell you a secret about sports byline. Are you ready?
Ready.
We still have dial-up internet.
Stop it.
Yes, we do. Remember that noise?
You guys are in the heart of Silicon Valley. I don't understand that.
I'm not going to go into it. Let's talk about tonight's fights. George Kambosos and Vasyl Lomachenko. Kambosos lost the two fights to Haney, the aforementioned Haney. Of course, he's mandated to fight Sandor Martin for the WBC title. First of all, Sandor probably beat Teofimo in that fight, didn't he?
He did. You know, he did. Or at least he made Teofimo looked very bad, so bad that he questioned his own, you know, ability.
Yeah.
Right. But he bounced back after that, you know, against Josh Taylor. And then he looked kind of like the way he did against Jermaine Ortiz. But I mean, Sandor Morton's a tough type of guy who's going to make a lot of people look bad.
Oh, Vasyl Lomachenko, 17-3. He's older than dirt.
He's 36.
No, he's 36 going on 90. He has like 400 amateur fights.
That is true. It is like when someone's trying to sell you a 2010, you know, Honda Civic, but it's got 300,000 miles, right? You know, so that is low money.
I mean, you know what, Sock? You hitting me hard here. I got a 2012 Honda Civic with 152,000 miles on it. So I guess you're dogging me out here on the air, huh?
Hey, the Japanese make the best cars. You know, Toyota, Honda. I mean, no doubt about it.
But hey, I was in Detroit with Emmanuel Stewart. We had a big party and this and that, and I was kicking back and I was talking smack. And I said, "How did the Japanese end up kicking your ass on cars?" And the room went quiet.
Oh man!
The room went quiet. Nobody. Milton McQuarrie was in the room. He worked for one of the automakers, the former welterweight champion. But yeah, the whole room went quiet. Sock.
Boy, you. And was that just, did it just come from the heart?
Or no, I just wept. You know, sometimes I say stupid stuff.
Well, you know, it's not, you know.
Okay, real quick. Who's going to win, Kambosos or Loma? Loma's a 6-1 favorite.
Unless Loma gets old overnight or, you know, there's some chicanery, I can't see Kambosos beating Lomachenko at all. I see Loma easy win.
Socrates Palmer, hug the kids, hug the wife, have a great weekend.
Thank you, my brother, and appreciate you as always. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Of course, the great Socrates Palmer boxes PhD. We are blessed to have him on Saturdays, the Saturday version of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now listen, we're nobody's fool, but I paid the fool.
I paid the fool!
Wrong shot, yeah.
Mr. T takes seconds?
Yes, no.
I pity the fool!
Mr. T, Lawrence Turow, may I introduce you. Bottom line is, we were together like in 1988, 1987. We had some clashes. Actually, we were together twice, and we clashed both times. I'll tell you what happened. First, at a Michael Nunn fight, I think we were in, maybe it wasn't a Michael Nunn fight. We were at a fight, I think, in Reno, Nevada. It was real cold. We were in this shuttle bus coming from the Reno Hilton, and he was talking all that smack. I pity the fool. I don't want to hear that smack, that spit, you know, spit with an H. I don't want to hear that at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. You think I want to hear this guy screaming? This guy screaming on the bus. So I got up and said to him, hey, man, can you like pipe it down? You know, whatever. Anyway, he got huffy with me. I said to him, listen, we don't need you to have this attitude on the bus. Most of us just woke up. We don't want to hear you. Bottom line is, you want me to take a vote of these people on the bus here that don't want to hear you? The people, the brave people, step up and say, guess what? Just shut the duck up. Okay? So finally, he shut up. Then Michael Nunn wins the IBF middleweight title when he stops Frank Tate inside of like 10 rounds, I think, at the in Las Vegas. We had a party at the across the street from Caesar's Palace. Can't remember the name of the hotel there, but the bottom line is we had this party here, and Mr. T was the doorman, right? So I walked in. He's like the doorman. So he sees me, and he decides he's going to dog me this time. I gave him the straight arm. Straight ass blood, stand back. Stand back. And he goes, what do you say? I said, listen, man. Remember the first time we got together? And I think he realized the voice, us and that. The voice, right? So I said, remember the first time we got together in Reno, Nevada? I said, you tried to dog me and I had to put you in your spot then. Do you want me to put you in your spot in front of all these people here? Because I will. And he was just like absolutely mind-ducked. He couldn't believe anybody would even say this to him. This is Mr. T, Lawrence Turow, okay? The guy from the A-Team. Bottom line is, I put him in his spot. And, of course, the reason why I'm bringing him up is that he's not in the greatest of health. I saw a picture of him in the National Enquirer. Not saying it's true, but I saw a picture of him when I was standing in line shopping this week for food in the National Enquirer, and he doesn't look too well. So, Mr. T. Lawrence Turow, the best of luck, best of health to you. Now, I'm looking at a card that Don King's putting together. Of course, Don King is the man, the world's greatest promoter at one point in time. But June the 7th, he has a card at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Florida. And the bottom line is he's got a couple of guys in the main event. I don't even talk about it, but you look down here, and the main event was supposed to be Adrian Broner versus Cobb, right? And guess what it says here? If Broner shows up, that's what it says on the poster. It says Broner versus Cobb's down the bottom of the poster next to a picture of Don King, and it says if Broner shows up. Now, what the hell does that mean? What does that mean if Broner shows up? Bottom line is Broner's a flake. I can't believe that Don King tried to put Don King is alleged to have invested money in Adrian Broner. I don't believe it. I think he gave him a few bucks, and Broner went out and got high. And that was about it, because Adrian Broner is a bit of a fool. I mean, if ever there was a guy that wasted talent, it was Adrian Broner. And they call him a problem. He's got lots of problems that start above his neck. Now, a fight that I'm real excited about is going to go to action, of course, June 29th. Talking about Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez, the world flyweight champion, WBC, 19-0, 12 KOs, taking on Juan Francisco Estrada for the WBC 115-pound title. Now, listen, he's only moving up 3 pounds, but 3 pounds is significant at this weight. I kid you not, 112, 115, because 115-pounder is bigger than 112-pounder. Of course, the current 122-pounder, in fact, he was successful last week, the Noah Inouye, stopping Luis Neira in 10 rounds, but he got dropped by Neira in the very first round, and he got out. Bottom line is, he got dropped, he got up, pound for pound, he may be the best fighter in boxing right now. Forget Terrence Crawford. Listen, Terrence Crawford's fought he's fought 4 times in the last 4 years. How do you become pound for pound the king of boxing when people don't know who you are, people don't see you? And the bottom line is, he didn't have that big of a star factor to him because he came out of, Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, how many boxing stars come out of Omaha? Bottom line is Crawford's wasting his talent. Of course, now he's going to do this 54-pound fight down in L.A. I wish him the very best luck on that one. But the bottom line is at 147, he had work to do. I mean, he did. Boots Ennis was the guy that he should have took care of. But he said, I'm scared of Boots Ennis. That's what he said. When you leave a weight class, and you leave a number one contender undefeated, an undefeated number one contender, you leave him and you leave a weight class, that's got to say you're a punk. There's no other way to put it. There's absolutely no other way to put it. Speaking of confederations, the IBF closed their 39th annual Boxing Federation Day this week in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and I'm told 15 people showed up. I mean, I looked at the film, at the pictures, I kid you not, it looks like only 15 people showed up, so I wish the IBF the best. And guess what? The IBF used to be known as the International Black Federation because they had a black president, and for the most part, they represented a lot of black fighters, right? Well, I looked at that picture of the IBF Board of Executives. There's only one or two black guys out of 12 or 13 or 15. Bottom line is, I guess it ain't that way anymore. Bob Lee was the president of the founder of the International Boxing Federation. Of course, he founded the IBF when he felt the WBC was not fair to black fighters, and neither was the WBA, so he figured he would start this American Association and call it the IBF. Of course, they started back in 1985. Larry Holmes was the first heavyweight champion, but Bob Lee, of course, was a guy that I approached in Atlanta, Georgia, because I had seen films of him taking bribe money from Doug Beavers, the IBF president. Get this, he's a ratings guy. Doug Beavers was taking bribes and he was giving it to Bob Lee. So I watched the films. The FBI filmed him through a television set in Roanoke, Virginia, somewhere. I forget where it was. Anyway, bottom line is they filmed him. And then I went and told Bob Lee, listen, I saw these films. Because the FBI told me to go tell Bob Lee. That's what they said to me. I won't say what agent it was, but I was told by the FBI that when I saw Bob Lee, to tell Bob Lee that I had seen the films of him taking a bribe. So I told Bob Lee that. Actually, I asked Bob Lee if we could talk in private. He said, anything you got to say, Pedro, you say in front of these people. So I said to him, I saw you taking a bribe money from Doug Beavers on TV, on film, on VHS. In fact, the FBI has it and is dated and all that kind of good stuff. What do you got to say about that? So he didn't say anything. He popped a couple of nitroglycerin pills. But I guess he wishes to God that he never said, go ahead, Pedro, tell me in front of these people. Because guess what? It got real quiet there. All he did was take some heart pills. So back to June 29th. Juan Francisco Estrada, 44-3, the 115-pound champion. He's been that champion for a while. Jesse Rodriguez, pound for pound, one of the better fighters in the world. And why do I say that? Because I'm not too high on flyweights. Because the 112 pounds are carrying 8 ounces of glove. 8 ounces. What kind of crap is that? 8 ounces of glove on a 112-pound fighter. But yet, Tyson Fury, who's a 260-pound fighter, allegedly 260, somewhere around 260. Bottom line is, he wears a 10-ounce glove. So you're trying to tell me that all that weight there, and it's only like 2 ounces difference? I mean, what's going on here? In fact, if you really wanted to make boxing exciting, I think if you wanted to make it an entertaining sport, you would make the gloves a little bit smaller, especially for the women. The women suffer from a lack of punching power because they don't have the leverage or the upper body strength that men do. So the bottom line is, if you lighten up the gloves a little bit, they can hit a little bit harder and they can keep punching. Now, Amanda Serrano, she was next named IBF Fighter of the Year. Of course, she's the 126-pound champion, the featherweight champion of the world. Of course, she's a girl that I think beat, was it Lori Taylor, the Irish girl? She beat her like a girl, and never got the call. Never got the rematch. And of course, Amanda Serrano was supposed to fight in Puerto Rico a couple of months ago, and then she had some perm getting her hair, something like that. Bottom line is, we don't know what happened actually over there, but she's been named Fighter of the Year by the International Boxing Federation. I think the honors that she receives are well deserved, but the bottom line is, baby, you need to walk away. You've had like 40 fights, and you're a chick. You got a small little head. I mean, you've been taking punches for a long, long time. So it's probably a better time now to walk away, maybe not this after this next fight, than to stick around. Because the guys that stick around, I see the residual effects, and you don't want to see them. Arnold Gonzalez remained undefeated. The unbeaten welterweight, of course, from New York City, 15-06 KOs, now became the WBA some type of champion after defeating La Moralva Correa, 15-5. Of course, that was in New York City, but that was from Niagara, New York. I got to give Arnold a little bit. I watched some films of him. He can fight a little bit. Speaking of fight a little bit, a guy that could fight a little bit back in his day as an amateur fighter, I don't know if he ever had any pro fights, but Joe DiGuardia, the New York promoter, he's got a fight card tonight on starboxing.tv. Starboxing.tv. He's got a card there. Of course, he's a New York City promoter. I heard him on Socrates'
and Tommy D's program last night, of course. And listen, they do not do a show on YouPorn. I said that before because I've been mistaken. It's not YouPorn, it's YouTube. So these guys do a show on YouTube, not YouPorn. But the bottom line is every Friday night, Tommy D puts it together. They had Ishii Smith on, the former champion, last night. And while, you know, him and Joey DeGuardia went back and forth, and you know, I like interviewing people, but I don't like hearing people talk for like 19 minutes after I ask them a question. If I ask you a question, I expect a yes or a no answer out of it. I want you to come with a yes or a no answer. If you don't come with a yes or a no answer, I'm thinking this is some type of pontification and or you're BSing me. You know what I'm saying? It's a yes or a no type of thing. And last night, Joe DeGuardia got asked all these yes or no questions, and he kept pontificating, going on and on and on and on. So I finally said, I'm going to watch something else. But the bottom line is, it was a good show. Tommy D's got it going on. Check him out Friday night, Tommy D Sports Talk. It's on YouTube. It begins, I think, at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Lomachenko is a 6-1, 7-1 favorite over a guy fighting at home. I mean, think about that. The guy's fighting at home. He should have some type of juice, some type of... No. Not George Kambosos. Listen, unless Vasyl Lomachenko, like Socrates Palmer said, unless he's gotten to the age of 90 overnight, he's going to beat George Kambosos. Kambosos would have a hard time winning the Golden Gloves here. I can't understand how Kambosos beat Teofimo Lopez. I mean, Teofimo Lopez, talk about a guy that runs hot and cold. He beat Josh Taylor, but again, Josh Taylor might have been hurting, making that weight. Speaking of Josh Taylor, looks like him and Jack Catterall are supposed to hook it up next week. We'll talk about that on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you didn't know, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, the Saturday show is 1 hour on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Veev TV, WBC TV via the Facebook page. But the bottom line is, the 2-hour show is Sunday. Sunday is a 2-hour show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline studios here in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Tomorrow, we'll spend some time with retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. Barry on Boxing will be here in the studio. Of course, I'm trying to get a hold of Kenny Rainford, Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, we've been trying to make him a knight in England. Of course, I keep calling the king doesn't return my calls, especially after the cancer thing. King's not returning any calls, but the bottom line is, Sir Kenneth Rainford is going off with Tyson Fury. Of course, he's going to go off to Saudi Arabia for that Oleg Usyk fight that's coming up, but the bottom line is, Tom, you know, Kenny Rainford knows insides. Kenny Rainford is inside the Tyson Fury camp. Kenny Rainford was the guy that told us that Tyson Fury had problems with little guys. I don't know why. Some guys do have problems with little guys. I wouldn't. I mean, if you put me in a ring with a flyweight, I'd annihilate him. I mean, the guy's a size. Size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. That's why I think pound for pound, this guy doesn't get his mention. I'm talking about Jesse Rodriguez. June 29th, I think it'll be on ESPN. But Jesse Rodriguez, 19-0, 12 knockouts. I think he's a favorite of Juan Francisco Estrada, longtime champion at 115 pounds. Of course, they will come and do us from the WBC Super Flyweight title. Come to us from Phoenix, Arizona. So it looks like it'll be a top-ranked card Saturday night on ESPN. Speaking of ESPN, you know, ESPN's been doing all right. I mean, I pay the extra money to get the ESPN Plus and this. I don't have a problem with my ESPN subscription money. I do have a problem with my DAZN money because I'm paying like $30 a month to DAZN. Listen, if I was into pornography, I wouldn't pay $30 a month for it. I mean, come on, man. I just wouldn't, all right? So I'm sort of like, I'm dogging the thing. And you know what? I'm in a position, I'm going to admit this right now, Daniel. Okay, I can steal DAZN. I can steal it if I want. Okay, but I support boxing, so I pay for DAZN. But guess what? You push it any further past $30, we may have a problem. I may have to bite my nails. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The entire week on the internet has been consumed by Devin Haney and his father whining. I'm tired of them both. I was tired of bumming Bill before he left San Francisco. Now I say to him, don't come back. In fact, you know, when I think of Haney and the fact that, you know, the city hasn't had the greatest fighters in the history of boxing. We really haven't. I mean, Pat Lawler was like a club fighter, but he beat Roberto Duran when Duran was out of shape. And he beat Wilfred Benitez and beat Rene Arredondo. Those guys were both all three former world champions. So, you know, Pat was a little bit exciting to an extent because when Pat lost, he lost. He lost big. But, you know, Devin Haney just doesn't entertain, the most boring fighter in the history of San Francisco. I think I can say that. Bottom line is, it's ESPN tonight, May the 11th. Of course, Vasyl Lomachenko and George Kambosos. Vasyl Lomachenko is 6-1 favorite. I think he wins a 12-round decision. Also on the 11th from the zone is Edward Hernandez and Daniel Lugo. Those guys are fighting 130 pounds. That's going to be on the zone. The zone, of course, next we're going to go with the world heavyweight champion, the linear champion, the WBC champion, Tyson Fury. Of course, undefeated with that. Let's not even talk about that horrible fight with Francis Ngannou. Of course, Oleg Usyk, undefeated, the man with all the belts per se. Of course, he's a lad from Ukraine. He's got big stones, but he's not that big in size. So I think that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and that size will prevail here. And I expect Tyson Fury to defend that title and capture all those belts. Now, also on the 18th, Emmanuel Navarrete, one-time 122-pound champion, good fighter, no doubt about that. In fact, I think he's lost one fight, and that was early in his career, but he's been the 122-pound champion, the 126-pound champion. Now he's fighting 130 pounds, the WBO 130-pound title holder. He's going to take on Denis Berenchik. That's going to be May the 18th next week on ESPN. So if you want to watch the Tyson Fury Oleg Usyk fight on pay-per-view, did I mention DAZN's going to charge you? Listen, another thing about DAZN. DAZN said, if you subscribe with us, you'll never have to pay another pay-per-view charge. And then next week, they're going to try to screw you for $90. $90 to watch this heavyweight title fight. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you got to go to bars and clubs and anywhere they're stealing the fight, go watch it. God, I'm just telling you. I mean, listen, I support boxing to the fullest, okay? But I'm not going to go along with this. I'm just not going to go along with it. I mean, you know, DAZN, they pulled a fast one. I think that's a bait and switch type of thing. And in fact, that I think that there should have been some litigation to go after them for that. But the bottom line is, everybody wants to shut up because they are the boxing establishment per se, DAZN. I don't think so anymore. But the bottom line is, they do. They carry a lot of weight. And at the end of the day, they do have a lot of fights on TV. Now, is it good or is it bad? I don't know. $30 plus paying for pay-per-view, I think that's bad. And May 25th, I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'll give it real quick. Looks like Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall, the 25th, will come to us from the UK on DAZN. Also on the 23rd, Jermaine Franklin versus Devin Vargas. Those are heavyweights. Of course, Devin Vargas will fight at one point in time. As I said, Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall. I'm going to go out on a limb here. and pick Catterall. Catterall won the first fight. I think he'll win the second fight. This has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with the executive producer, Mr. Daniel, sitting in the other room. Looks so good, Daniel Ogden. Of course, the father of two, a great father, a super father, no doubt about that. But I wish him the best. Have a great weekend. I wish you the very best. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, Ring Talk, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on these same channels.